is the finale of Let's Play Shades of Doom. We are about to step into the teleporter, and just for the hell of it, I'm switching back to my bolt gun, because I feel like it.
Emergency radio. Taken.
Now that emergency radio is an interesting item.
Secure emergency radio.
No transmission possible.
Of course, we're so deep underground that. And this is a much improved version of the final level of the game, because in the 1.0 version, it was way too easy.
Automatic bolt gun.
Yeah, most of these corridors on the going east and west, generally, I mean, they don't lead anywhere. They're just dead ends. The objective is the door here. Yes, monsters can even kill each other.
Door, hand, 20.
Yeah, as you can tell.
Door in two. Door in. Door, hand.
Well, what do we do? Guess we go home, pack up and go home. No, just kidding.
Flame
because
laser pistol,
some of you might have remembered that we have an extra security chip that we got on level 7. Well, that we never used. And, well, it's for this door. The final door, well, no, not quite the final door in the game, because there's an elevator. But, actually, what the hell, let me go show you the elevator real quick. Yeah, the elevator is locked. And, well, it won't be unlocked until we finish the mission.
Flamethrower, biodisruptor.
There we go.
Door in 17 feet.
So let's enter this room. Oh boy, that doesn't sound good.
Door in.
Damn it, temporal disturbance. Wait a minute. There's still more. Yes, there's a total of, I think, 5 of those guys. Yeah, I'm shooting the temporal disturbance. Holy shit! Yeah, each time you hit one of these guys, they will teleport. So we've killed the boss. Oh, he's still out there.
Door in 19 feet. Door. South. door in 19 feet.
Main.
East. The bus, 53 feet. 68 feet. The bus. West. 4 feet.
So where is he, I wonder?
Door in 3 feet. North.
Final item in the game.
Experiment control box to the right, 24.
This is what we need those data wafers for.
Experiment control box taken.
Now, here's where the messages come in. They tell you what order in which to insert the data wafers into the machine, as well as what color data wafers to insert. And each time, you got to be careful, because if you make a mistake, any data wafers that you've entered into the box so far will be destroyed. So you got to be careful.
1 yellow, 2 yellow, 3 green, 4 yellow, 5 blue, 6 yellow, 7 white, 8 white.
Oh god.
Data wafers green, 2, blue, 4, yellow, 8, white, 44. Data wafers not found, 0.
Okay.
1, yellow, 2, yellow, 3, green, 4, yellow, 5, blue, 6, yellow, 7, white, 8, white.
Okay. Green, wait, yellow, yellow, green, something.
1, yellow, 2, yellow, 3, green, 4, yellow, 5, blue, 6, yellow, 7, white, 8, white.
Okay. Yellow, yellow, green, yellow. I think it's blue, yellow, white, white.
1 yellow, 2 yellow, 3 green, 4 yellow, 5 blue, 6 yellow, 7 white, 8 white.
Yes, yellow, yellow, green, yellow, blue, yellow, white, white. Yeah, because you can't save. You also can't save on level 9. I forgot to mention that.
Make it quantity 5. Make it quantity 4. Make it quantity 3. 100. Proximity biodisruptor mine. Dropped. Make it. Quantity 2. Make it. Experiment. Emergency radio. South.
Okay.
Experiment control.
So here's how this works.
Insert the data wafer in position 1. Select the data wafer you would like to insert. Green, blue, yellow. Insert the data wafer in position 2. Select the data wafer you would like to insert. Green, yellow. Insert the data wafer in position 3. Select the data wafer you would like to insert. Green. Insert the data wafer in position 4. Select the data wafer you would like to insert. Green, blue, yellow. Insert the data wafer in position 5. Select the data wafer you would like to insert. Green, blue. Insert the data wafer in position 6. Select the data wafer you would like to insert. Green, blue, yellow.
Oh, fuck.
Insert the data wafer in position 7.
I couldn't remember which position I was on.
Select the data wafer you would like to insert. Green, blue, yellow, white. Insert the data wafer in position 8. Select the data wafer you would like to insert. Green, blue, yellow, white.
Well.
Shutdown complete. Elevator unlocked.
All right. Now, if there had been any monsters, like if you would just run through that corridor, without killing any of the monsters, or if you just hadn't managed to kill them all, they would all have been killed by your shutting down the experiment like that. So now we just have to make our way to the elevator. And I would assume that if if there were any monsters left alive in the entire base, that they would be killed also. So here we go. What happens now, we wonder.
Elevator in 0 feet.
Okay, so now what? Now it sounds, it acts like there's a monster here, but there isn't anything. But I like the ambience here. But you can pretty much guess, I'm sure, what we're supposed to do. We picked up an item on the last level that we haven't used yet.
Emergency radio.
I wonder. We couldn't use it before. It said no transmission possible, but now we might be outside, so let's see.
Emergency message sent.
Ah. So this triggers the ending sequence. I kind of like the particular tune they use here. Kind of mysterious, yet sorrowful, kind of hopeful. Wait a minute, what is that? Well, it's your spaceship or whatever that you came in on. This part wasn't in the original version. The ending of the original version was very clipped. Hey, Max. That. So, I suppose I should do a review of this game. First, there we go.
Select from menu, play game.
That's all that happens. I should do a bit of a review of this game now. Gameplay-wise, I'd give it a 8 out of 10. I mean, there's really no variation to it. I mean, you go through each level, you kill all the monsters in order to get the messages, you collect all the data wafers, and then, you know, go on to the next level. Audio-wise, music-wise, I'd give it a 9 or even a 10, especially this song right now. I don't know, I think Kelly Saperja and Kevin Reeves, the two guys who composed for this game, did a pretty damn good job. Voice acting wise, 5 out of 10, mainly because there isn't much. Other than the EVA voice, which can get very annoying. And then that little bit of voice acting at the end. I don't know about the emergency alert voice, if that is a synthesized voice or not. I know GMA Games has a... Well, not so much GMA Games, but the other company that uses the GMA engine, which was called PCS Games, they have a tendency to overuse synthetic voices a lot in their games. Fortunately, GMA seems to have a little more... Of course, a lot of their games are designed in such a way that synthetic voices are not entirely out of place, because a lot of them are strategy games. So the voice acting in this game could have been better, but it could have been a lot worse. Sound effect-wise, it's the same kind of thing. There's nothing really spectacular, although it does fit. I mean, the gun sounds aren't necessarily the best, but then again, I think this game was first really developed, I think, in 1998. I don't know when it exactly came out. The version that I'm playing now came out in 05. Actually, I was a beta tester for it. Now, story-wise, again, it's gonna take some knocks, because you're given a basic story, which is, as I may have explained, you've been sent to the military base, this very high-security, top-secret facility, to find out why all transmissions from the base were cut off. And, of course, what you find isn't pretty, all those mutants and things like that, and you're never actually told within the context of the game that you're supposed to shut down the experiment, much less, you know, who was actually conducting the experiment, what it was supposed to accomplish. It would have been cooler, it would have been neater, I think, to know, you know, was it like biological weapons engineering, you know, genetic enhancement, whatever. You know, and it would be kind of cool to know who the boss was, although I could hazard a guess that it was probably the bosses, given the fact that there are five of them, were the members of the security team that were in charge of the experiment shutdown device, which they were mentioned briefly in the manual. But overall, I definitely give this game a pretty high score, 9 out of 10. Because, I mean, you know, five difficulty levels with a noticeable difference between them. I mean, this is definitely, I mean, even for its, even now, this is one of the games that a lot of people, I mean, there was nothing of its type in the audio gaming market when this game came out. So this is definitely a game that a lot of people in the audio gaming market will point you to when you're looking for like a 3D. Well, this isn't quite 3D because there's no jumping or climbing, but it's the closest thing that we had at that time. But yeah, so if you want to check this game out, you can go to www.gmagames.com and you can download a demo which will let you try the first level of the game, and it's unlimited. It's not a timed demo like some of our games are. And the game costs about $35, and you can pay with PayPal or credit card, what have you. So anyway, if you hope you've enjoyed this Let's Play, and I will see you in the next one. Stop recording.